And a good morning, everyone. Mike Burge along with you on the comment program this Friday morning, heading into a cooler weekend. I thought we'd be looking at summer weather, but no, we're looking at cooler weather. But anyway, we're going to talk about a Christian rock concert coming up in Valentine on May 25th. And with us, we have Jake and Andrea Schadel from the Methodist Church, and also Ricky Ray is going to join us in here to talk a little bit about this group called Seventh Day Slumber. So good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So I got to admit, when I seen down here Jake and Andrea were going to be in, I'm thinking, oh, Jake and Andrea from the group Seventh Day Slumber were probably going to call me. Then Ricky showed up, and I'm going, okay, well, we'll throw Ricky into the mix, and we'll get people on the phone. And then when Jake and Andrea showed up, Jake, you are the, well, recent pastor over at the Methodist Church, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I've been here since July of last year. So.
Oh, wow. So almost a year already?
Almost.
Okay. Well, and Andrea, you might see her face from the extension office here in Valentine. So Andrea is the one that keeps Jake in line. And so we're going to talk about this. And Ricky, who put this all together? How did this all come about to get this Christian rock band to come into Valentine next Wednesday?
Andrea and Jake put this all together. They are familiar with this band that's coming to town and have a background with these guys. And I'm just here as a citizen of this community that just wants to see this
flourish.
So
Ricky and Jake are here as moral support, and Andrea is really the one that did this, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it goes. All right. So, Andrea, how are you familiar with the group Seventh Day Slumber?
Well, I have been a fan of theirs for many years, and they make it incredibly easy to bring them to your local church and your local community. And in Kansas, where we moved here from, our church was able to host them 4 times before this. So when we moved here, our new church family was very interested in having them come, and it just happened to work out that they were able to come this summer. So we're bringing them here, and they put on a fantastic show. We really enjoy having them.
So. I think people kind of think it's, paradoxical or whatever the word is for Christian rock band to go together. You don't normally see those together, but you can go online, click that SeventhDaySlumber.com, and mm-hmm. you'll be able to find their itinerary, their tour schedule, and a little bit more about the band. So you're personally familiar with what they sound like and how much fun they can be then.
Yes, absolutely. They have some worship music in their mix. They have some that they do acoustic, and then they have the rock and then the hard rock. They always bring a gospel message for every show that they do and a personal testimony, and they put on a fantastic show. They've got the plasma board behind them, and they've got the flame projectors and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great rock show.
So where is this all going to take place?
We're going to be at the Fairgrounds Pavilion, so we'll be able to set up and have the show whether it rains or it's sunshiny.
Snowing. So.
Yeah.
Who knows? So that's May 25th, and now what time does the show start? What time do the gates open?
We're going to start serving supper. There is a free will donation walking taco supper before the concert, and we're going to start serving that around 5. And then the gates will open at 5:30, but it's pretty much open. The concert should start about 6:30.
Okay. And the opener is Matt Sassano. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you know about Matt then?
Well, I'm just recently getting acquainted with his work, and he's another hard rock Christian artist. And from what I can see, he's right in line with everything that Seventh Day Slumber stands for and works towards. So I
would take it groups of Seventh Day Slumber probably picked him to open somewhere along the line. Normally, the way that would work is they find somebody else that kind of complements each other. And mm-hmm. and now, as far as admission to this goes, it's free will?
Yeah. Actually, it's free admission, but we are going to take up a love offering for Seventh Day Slumber because they bring this to us for free. There's no charge for us to bring them in. We, of course, have to find the venue for them, and then there's very small expenses associated with it. But they still have to pay to come here for their fuel, for their time. And so we take up a love offering to help them cover those expenses.
It looks like their tour schedule shows that on the 24th, the night before, they're going to be in Grand Island. So mm-hmm. they're kind of in the area, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then in Valentine, and then they head out to Gillette, Wyoming. So you kind of catch them in between Grand Island and Gillette, which always makes it kind of nice to put that link together in the middle there. But I've mm-hmm. I know this is a lot of work because I've done a couple of concerts in my life, and there's a lot of background things, getting a stage set up and making sure you've got the power that they need and all of those kind of things. So everything's kind of fallen into line as far as that goes then, Andrea?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's amazing how every time we go to do one of these concerts, you know, when we first set out, we're like, okay, how's this all going to work out? But it always lines up and it's always together, and God takes care of all the details.
So does Seventh Day Slumber have one of those contracts that says like you have to have two boxes of green M&Ms in the background and stuff? Some artists are a little bit, I don't know if they're superstitious about those things or what, but it's fun to see those back contracts and stuff.
The first time we hosted them, it was for the Small Town America Tour, and there were, or the Summer Rock Fest, excuse me, and we had five or six bands with them, and so we had kind of a long concert rider with lots of different wishes and wants, but they're always very reasonable. Their biggest concern this time was making sure we have plenty of help to help them load in and load out, and then plenty of water in case it's hot. So.
Sure. Yeah, and you never know what we're going to end up with next week.
So. Right.
So if you had a selection from their repertoire, what would you suggest if I was going to play something by Seventh Day Slumber?
Oh, that's a toughie because I like them all.
Well, I brought up their website, and they have, I think there's four CDs out or recordings out, mm-hmm. which you look at these and you kind of wonder, is this a Christian rock band? It's Death by Admiration, but stop and think about that a minute. Mm-hmm. Unseen, The Lion and the Lamb, Closer to Chaos, and Found were some of their, it's on Amazon, iTunes, where you can pick up music from them. So maybe you can leave us with a recommendation of something that would fit our airwaves and not blow up my transmitter or something like that.
Their new album is a little harder. Their lyrics are all hard hitting, and they speak to some of those truths that we all struggle with in life and from all walks of life. One of my favorites is from the Found album, and it's Horizons. So if you have that one's great. And that's one of their a little softer sound. That one should be okay.
Let me I'll just try to Horizons. Mm-hmm. Whoops, not horse. I'll see if we can bring that up while we're visiting a little bit. So once again, let's go through the time and the place and the Walking Tacos, because I'm always interested in food. So
again, the Walking Tacos we're going to serve before the concert. We're planning to start serving those around 5, and free will donation, come on out, come hungry. And then we have several different kinds of chips that you can put them with, and we just open the bag and put all the goodies in there, and we'll have typical toppings, and you can take them with you and walk around or go sit down and eat.
All right. Ricky or Jake, moral supporters, are you guys, you have anything to add into the program here?
Yeah, just from somebody in the community from the outside looking in on you guys, I just can't say enough that we want the community to get in and get behind this mm-hmm. so that we can keep this going for the community, because I just can't see anything but good coming out of anything that God's involved in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really want to stress that this is it's not a concert just for Methodists.
Right.
It's a concert for everyone. It's got a great gospel message, a great outreach, and a great sound. And so, yeah, absolutely everybody is invited, and I think everybody will get something out of it.
Mm-hmm. I do want to add this tour, they just finished up their Death by Admiration tour, and they were home for a few days, and then they're back on the road. So these guys work hard, and they work all year. And when COVID hit, they were one of the only groups out there still touring. And they decided to trust God and trust, you know, Him establishing their feet. And they call this one the Recovery Tour, because these concerts that they do in the Recovery Tour, they started doing for free during the pandemic.
Okay.
So they started doing this as a way to try to find some normalcy and some sense of community and outreach, Christian outreach to others. I also wanted to add the lead singer, Joseph Rojas, has his personal testimony, and some of the other band members include theirs also. But he comes from a very real world background. He had drug addiction and struggle, and mental and emotional health issues and things like that in the past, and he gets very real, and it is, of course, appropriate for all ages and all family members, but it's amazing to hear his story and to hear what God has done in his life.
So. Okay. Anything else? And then I think I do have that Seventh-day Slumber Horizon music we can leave them with, if there's anything else that you guys have to add.
I just hope everybody comes out, you know, they have a little sound, something for everybody, and it's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
All right. Jake, Ricky, you're done?
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys, come on, you guys are awesome.
We are. Well, it's always here good to have the support.
Yeah. Yes, and thank you for having us today.
I'm glad Andrea came, because if it was just you two, I wouldn't have gotten anything out of this interview.
You're right. But,
all right, well, thanks, you guys, for coming in and sharing with us about this concert next Wednesday night.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. We're going to leave everybody with a little music from Seventh-day Slumber.